This coming Sunday, Just One Life presents a tshuva lecture at the Yeshiva Flatbush Auditorium on East 10th Street in Brooklyn, New York. It starts at 8 p.m. this coming Sunday night. It is in memory of Rav David Feinstein Zatzal and Stephen Esses Zatzal. Both Rabbi Yisachar Frand, the internationally renowned speaker, and Rabbi Marty Katz, the founding executive vice president of Just One Life, will be speaking. It's happening this coming Sunday night. Go to the website to register. JustOneLife.org, JustOneLife.org. Before I introduce Rabbi Katz, I also want to mention for our friends here in Bergen County and New Jersey, Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson is going to be speaking on Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday night, at 8 p.m. at the home of the Mandel family, Rachel and Ozzie Mandel, in Bergenfield, New Jersey, an evening that's being co-hosted by the Mandel and Lieberman families. And again, that's happening on Wednesday night. So this Sunday in Flatbush, and then Wednesday night for Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson in Bergen County, in Bergenfield, New Jersey, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Rabbi Marty Katz, founding executive director of Just One Life. Welcome back to JM in the AM.
Welcome, Nachum. It is always a great pleasure to be on your show and to say hello to you.
I appreciate that. And it's good to have you on and remind everybody about the great work that Just One Life is doing. The basic idea for many, many decades has been that when women are in challenging situations, in the area of childbirth, Just One Life is there to help them bring their pregnancy to term and to help them through what would be a very difficult period. Tell us about the work of Just One Life.
Sure. First, I'd like the audience to know one of the original, possibly the first time I was aired, was about 32 years ago on Rav Nachum's show. Okay, when he heard about the work we do, somebody introduced us, and those were the days it wasn't just on the telephone. I got up at about 5:30, 6 o'clock. I don't know if you remember this, Malcolm, and I drove out to the studio, and we had coffee together, and I was on the show, and we had a great time.
That's great.
Just One Life was founded 33 years ago. Since Nachum mentioned Bergenfield Teaneck, the founding lay leader is Jack Forgesh. The other founder who was brought in shortly afterwards is none other than Steve Adelsberg, who I go back with over 50 years, who was a regular on your show and a good friend of Nachum's. Pregnancy in crisis. Any situation, any kind of pregnancy, any kind of challenge, okay, anything that exists, our team of professionals, headed by Chaya Katzin on King George, receives referrals. Referrals from psychologists, psychiatrists, hospitals, doctors, rabbaniot, and primarily several hundred cases come, believe it or not, from Shaarei Tzedek. Okay, Shaarei Tzedek. I must tell you, Nachum, when I walk into Shaarei Tzedek, I often feel like the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich, because we have a team of professionals that have ABA therapy professionals, dealing with psychoanalytic therapy, dealing with regular behavioral modification therapy. I can't be a maven to explain each of these components, but it's unbelievable. All our therapists, 4 to 6, have master's degrees, worthwhile Hebrew University, okay, Tel Aviv University. Our founding executive vice president, who's now chairlady of the board of Jack and Israel, is Madeline Gittleman. She's now chairlady of the board, but she was the founder and stayed there a good 28 years and then moved on in helping run the organization. We have saved twins, triplets, quadruplets that are 24 years old. Quadruplets in which 24 years ago, the doctors saw the challenge and told this lady in Harnof, Yael, who goes public and talks about a situation, to fetal reduce two of them. She looked at them and Be'ivrit said, Aleph Bet Gimel Adalid, what do I do? And she had already a few children. She was married, okay? It's a Haredi woman. We got involved. Dr. Shimon Good from Be'er Sheva, one of our founders, got involved. Jack got involved. I was involved. Madeline was involved. We couldn't see a reason for it. Baruch Hashem. I would say I stand in front of you to tell you that these quadruplets are 24 years old. I would tell you that right before COVID, my wife, Yaf, and I, on our yearly trip, we take one or two trips, we met with the quads right before one of them got married in the heyday of COVID with masks and ropes. A year later, a baby was born. A few months after that baby was born, the second one got married. A few weeks ago, the third one got married. She's a regular, well, we speak to. We have a lot of nachas of what we do. We are approved by so many. Our formula is a formula of love. As Jack Orson says, children are our resource. It's our most important resource. What we try to do, childbirth should be a happy experience. Okay? A happy experience. We help mostly marrieds. We've helped singles. We've been around 30 years. There's never pressure. We will deal with any situation in crisis. And Baruch Hashem, 19,700 plus babies have been born thanks to the efforts of the team.
Almost 20,000 babies because of the work of Just One Life. You can go to justonelife.org, again, justonelife.org, and read more about their incredible work. But again, the bottom line is close to 20,000 babies have been born because of their work and their intervention with love in the situations that Rabbi Katz is describing. Rabbi Marty Katz with us live via telephone, founding executive director of Just One Life. This coming Sunday, it's going to be Rabbi Frand at the Yeshiva of Flatbush. This is a tradition already, Rabbi Katz.
This has been going on for 30 years. It's amazing when Rabbi Frand speaks, as everybody knows. And we invite you. You could either log on, or you could come to the door at 8 o'clock on 919 East 10th Street in Yeshiva Flatbush, and we welcome you to come and be inspired by none other than Rav Yisachar Frand, like many, many others have been for the last 30 years.
It's amazing. It's a tshuva lecture that takes place each year. It has always been very, very well attended, and it certainly has given a high profile to the folks at Just One Life for the incredible work that they do. This coming Sunday night, Yeshiva Flatbush. Again, it starts at 8 p.m. Rabbi Yisachar Frand is the scheduled guest speaker. Or the featured speaker, I should say. He's the featured speaker each year. And Rabbi Katz, of course, will update everybody on the work of Just One Life as well. In addition to that, Rabbi Katz, here in New Jersey, you have a big event coming up on Wednesday night. This also seems to be part of a new tradition, no?
God bless the Mandels. God bless the Liebermans. Ozzie Mandel's home is a home of unbelievable chesed. Thanks to Rav Ran Yaish and Stewie Forgesh, who helped position and put together this evening many years ago. It's just unbelievable. Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson, who is also internationally known, when he speaks, has a following, who's also brilliant and a very special person, as I've gotten to know, and a Talmud Chacham, Limala Min HaTeva. He's unbelievable. 8 p.m., those of you in New Jersey, Bergenfield, Teaneck, Englewood, 8 p.m. at Ozzie's home. There's a tremendous committee. I don't know if it's the 50th or the 60th. We invite you to his home, okay? And you will see again the work we do. You'll be inspired. And Baruch Hashem, it's something that's unbelievable. If you need any more information for this one, if you go to the website, there is a phone number. You could call us. My phone number is also listed. It's my pleasure to be makabel to receive anybody. And we have two special evenings of inspiration and about tshuva, about Yom Narayim. And listen, I may say this that I think everybody understands. Kamayi Bareyun, if there's any cause nachum that fits the bill, that should be really supported this time of the year, about Berosh Hashanah, Kamayi Bareyun, how many shall be born? Nefesh Echad Pisrael, that's what it is in Hebrew, just one life. From the Gemara, he who saves a life is as if he has saved the world. This is a cause that certainly is on the radar screen.
Just One Life with two amazing events for for the Yomim Noraim, for the period of time of tshuva, this coming Sunday night. Rabbi Yisachar Friend at the Yeshiva Flatbush in Brooklyn, New York. That starts at 8 p.m. this coming Sunday night. And then Wednesday, September the 21st, is coming Wednesday, the home of Rachel and Ozzie Mandel in Bergenfield, New Jersey. That starts at 8 p.m. with Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. Information about all of this, justonelife.org. justonelife.org. You utilize the phone numbers on the website and get more information. Go to justonelife.org. Again, Sunday in Flatbush is coming Sunday with Rabbi Friend. Wednesday in Bergen County at the Mandel home with Rabbi Jacobson. No doubt both events will be very inspiring and amazing. Rabbi Marty Katz, I thank you very much. Wish you a happy, healthy, and sweet new year and continued success with the work of Just One Life.
And Nachum, I wish you a good year, Shana Tova, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you the koyach, continually the strength and that bracha of koach, seriously, for always being a doeg, worrying about Klal Yisrael, with a smile, with an upbeat, with an emuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you, your family, all your children, grandchildren, everything. You should only have brachot.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a good year. Rabbi Marty Katz, he is the founding executive director of Just One Life. Sunday night, Rabbi Friend in Flatbush. Wednesday night, Rabbi Jacobson at the Mandel home in Bergenfield. Check it all out, justonelife.org, justonelife.org. And this is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSegal.com, on the Nahum Segal Network, and of course, on the beloved NSN app.